A sense of uncertainty on financial markets this week, plus the hip-hop school of business. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Stock market opened lower this morning. The S&P 500 was down 0.2% in early trading. And the 10-year bond yield was down as people flocked into bonds. The 10-year yield was at 2.14%. To capture some of the market zeitgeist, I wanted to turn to economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but Thursday the calendar looks busy, and some market professionals may be looking to that.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on Thursday. We have the Comey testimony. We have the European Central Bank meeting and possibly signaling some reduction in stimulus. And then we also have the British elections. And those elections have gotten a lot closer than anyone expected them to be. So any one of those things could surprise people. And therefore, you know, people are approaching that with a little bit more caution.
Former FBI Director Comey's testimony, because that could speed up or delay the Trump economic agenda in one way or another.
Exactly. If the president gets embroiled in some sort of legal proceedings, then that would certainly affect the speed or the possibility of tax cuts, of infrastructure spending, of all the things that the market wants to see could certainly be affected by those events.
Julia Coronado, Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
In Puerto Rico, a disturbingly long list of public schools, 180 of them, will not be reopening in the fall. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Enrollment in Puerto Rico's public schools has dropped 30% since 2010 as more families have left the island for better job prospects. 150 schools have already closed since then. Arturo Porzakansky is professor of international economic relations at American University. He says Puerto Rico just has to tighten the belt.
So now they have to do a lot of the pruning that should have been done over many years. But that's the reality when you run out of money, especially other people's money, you have to tighten the belt.
The additional closures could prompt more families to leave. Jacob Kierkegaard is a senior fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And this, of course, will work as a brain drain, which certainly will make servicing the debt that the Commonwealth already has even more problematic in the long run.
The consolidation is expected to save about $7 million for a government that filed for bankruptcy earlier this year on $70 billion in debt. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you. In business school, students pore over case studies to learn lessons from the real world. Well, there's a 9-month entrepreneurship program in Philadelphia where case studies are drawn from the world of hip-hop. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra caught up with students in the program during a field trip to New York.
A group of students are sitting around a swanky office space in Manhattan, working on an assignment to come up with a marketing plan for a product. In this case, a package of temporary metallic tattoos. Keith Stevenson chimes in.
I was thinking something like literally getting babies, like 1-year-olds, and like thugging them out with like temporary tattoos, kind of like this.
On her phone, Stevenson pulls up the cover of The Carter 3, an album by the rapper Lil Wayne. It's him as a toddler, wearing a blue pinstripe suit.
But with his current face tattoos.
See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac, Andre 3000, what is Erica Badu at?
This is the Institute of Hip-Hop Entrepreneurship, a tuition-free program funded by the Knight Foundation, which provides funding to Marketplace's parent company. The Institute uses lessons from the hip-hop industry to teach 18 to 32-year-olds how to start a business. Today's lesson is guerrilla marketing, using creative ways to sell a product, usually in public places, often on a small budget. It can mean sticking up posters, handing out swag, drawing stencils on walls and sidewalks, marketing tactics now commonplace at companies like Nike, Toyota, and Sony. Megan Denenberg, who co-founded the Institute, says many of these practices were pioneered by hip-hop artists and labels.
The hip-hop industry ended up innovating so many different ways because there were never any rules attached to it to be able to get the word out.
The students at the Institute have been taught by, yes, hip-hop artists, but also finance experts, lawyers, and small business owners. Co-founder Taib Smith, a serial entrepreneur and former music exec, says the point of the program is not to mentor the next generation of MCs. It's to teach these 24 students, all people of color, many without college degrees, how to start a business.
The business community in general is very exclusionary to people of color or people who might not come from a zip code that would allow them the right academic pedigree to get into an accelerator or have access to an incubator.
27-year-old Kenny Earle is working on an app that'll connect artists, like photographers, to people who want to hire them. On a crowded subway after the group's marketing lesson, he says the program allows him to be himself.
It ain't no dress code or nothing like that. We just get to freely be who we are and show that we have a lot of good ideas, you know, and I think that's very empowering.
Earle says one of the biggest lessons he's learned from hip-hop is grit.
In the field of hip-hop, you got to really believe in what you're doing. You can't let people intimidate you.
He says it's not unlike starting a business. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
And people on welfare will be offered a discount on Amazon's Prime subscription service, the pay once a year, then it's free system. There was news this morning that Amazon will charge $5.99 instead of $10.99 a month for people on government assistance. That includes TV and video as well. This is a challenge to Walmart, where one in five customers uses food stamps to pay. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.